Okay, good evening. How are we? It has, Baruch Hashem, okay. It has been too long, and actually we are starting a new chapter, a new topic. Some people actually still are even not back yet, but they can listen to the tape, thanks to Jacob Stolen. So we're starting Zrizus. You know what Zrizus means?
Alacrity.
Does anyone use alacrity in real life? So how do you know it means alacrity?
Heaven told me.
He told you. Okay.
He's learning in the
zealous. Zealous. That's a strong word. Zealous. Is that what it translates over there?
No, it's alacrity.
Alacrity. Okay.
What's mean
alacrity? Alacrity means.
Yeah.
That means.
When three languages.
Yiddish, English, Hebrew.
Russian.
Alacrity means with a with some fuel in the belly, with speed.
With some
chutzpah. No, we're going to see. Says the author, says the Ramchal, Achar, Zahiris after watchfulness. I mean, we talked about all being careful and watching our deeds and scrutinizing ourselves and realizing that our deeds are important and they have value and they have meaning. And it's not just okay. It's not fine. I spoke about it in Shabbos. It's not okay to just be vine. You got to do what's right. You got to be good. But after all that, Yavoah Zrizus. Then comes the trait, the spiritual character, the spiritual trait of Zrizus, of alacrity, to quote everyone over here. He has Zahiris, Soviv al Haloisa. So Zahiris means to be careful not to do negative prohibitions. Zahiris means to watch over ourselves that we're not doing the things we should not. But Zrizus is on Ase. Zrizus is to do the things we should do. One thing is about watching the things we shouldn't do. Another thing is to be careful to do things that we could do and should do. And Zrizus is all about doing the positive, being proactive to do the positive. The Hainu, that's really a verse in Tehillim, a verse in Psalms. Sur Meira, distance yourself from evil. Va'asa tov, and then do good. So Zahiris, watchfulness, was distancing yourself from bad, distancing yourself from evil, and then asa tov, and then doing good. So now we're talking about doing good. Being good. You good? You good? Right. Be good. Right. We're talking about being good. V'inyano shel hazrizus mavur. The essence of Zrizus is clear. Shuha hakdama. Limso ulhashlamas inyanam. It's the hastening. It's the being hastened to do mitzvahs and to finish the job, and to be diligent to finish the job. We'll see soon that you need Jesus to start a mitzvah. You need push to start, and you need push to finish. A lot of people start things, they don't finish the job. You know why? Because very often in life, especially hard mitzvahs, the Yitzhara comes in and it doesn't happen as quick as we like. And there are obstacles, there are difficulties, there are challenges. But therefore, a person may want to start off and they don't finish the job. So to hakdama l'mitzvahs, to start, to perform, and to finish the job. U'chaloshim hazeh, amru chazal, and this is what our sages told us in Tractate Psachim. Zrizim, who are Zrizim? Who are people who are Zrizim? Makdim lemitzvahs. They're the people who run to do mitzvahs, and they finish the mitzvahs. My father-in-law loved to do mitzvahs. He was a yid. He liked exotic mitzvahs. He liked hard mitzvahs. Really. He took the things that nobody wanted to do. And he always used to say, you give your work to a busy person. You know, people, it's amazing that certain people just seem to find the time to do this stuff. And other people, you always ask them, oh, I'm busy, I can't do it, I don't have the time, I don't have energy. Hey, people who, it's almost like the mitzvahs gravitate towards them because they're already able to do things. So Zrizim, people who are Zrizim, they hasten to do mitzvahs, they mock them to do mitzvahs, they appreciate mitzvahs. Is that kikmo shetzarech piches gadol? This is because it takes tremendous pichas, foresight, vehashkafa rabba, right? Perception and foresight. You want to be a person who has lots of mitzvahs under your belt, you know, accomplished, wealthy with good deeds, wealthy with great eternal deeds. You know, eternal deeds. Today, we have people who are weighted by eternal stupidity. Somebody asked me why I don't do social media. I said, what are you, crazy? Sit there on social media and waste my life? How much waste of life on social media? I have to look at once in a blue moon, I have to do something. I need to see other people's Facebooks. So the first thing I see is, actually, I won't say, there's some people who post even this show, like every pic. What do you need to know everyone's pictures? Well, he went down the block. I went to the corner of Willow and I went to Starbucks. I'm not talking about what they drank at Starbucks. I got a big shake. Was this a Starbucks? Then you have 15 people smiling and commenting. Oh, was it good? I mean, like, what? Don't you have better things to do with your life to read that what people drank for lunch? You know. I understand a little bit. If it's for somebody you don't see, but like you see them in the show the next day, or not a lot. I mean, like, what in the world are you wasting your time on? I mean, don't you have nothing better to do than to show what shirt you wear today? And you know, and then people put the most inane articles and the most inane things. They see something dumb on the internet, they put a link, and then 55 people comment, and you read 55 people's comments. Like, what is this? What life is about? What are you asking on social media? And then people read the news, 5,000 articles. I mean. And 5,000 comments on the articles. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's mamish crazy. Right? But a person who has foresight, they get the important things done. That's just the tip of the iceberg on this type of stuff. I mean, they get the important things in life done because they have a broad perspective. They see deeply how am I going to do this? How am I going to get this accomplished? For their own lives, first and foremost, because we all have our own mitzvahs. We all have our own opportunities and mitzvahs. Right? We all have opportunities and mitzvahs, whether apropos our family, our ourselves, our community, and for in general, on a more global level as well. I mean, you need to be perceptive. You need to be a pikech, not to waste your time, not to squander the moment. It's a couple people I know if they come to shul, so in the hall, I won't get into shul too quickly because they'll start schmoozing. But right, you know, not to lose focus. What's important? Not to lose perspective. Because God gave hashkaf rabba, and with a tremendous foresight, linatzel to be safe from imokshe yetzer, from the stumblings of yetzer, the hamalit min hara, and to get back from rosh lo yishlo panelis arab masenu. Blind our actions. So, like, oh, I'm going to pick on the internet because somebody asked me yesterday about social media. So it's only people don't have time for guests for Shabbos, so they can't cook. They have no time. Why? But if you look at their internet usage, you'll see that for the past 3 days they spent 8 hours on the internet on Facebook or on Twitter or a million other things. I mean, what kind of craziness is that? You don't have time. I'll never forget this. A guy told me he has no time to learn. So what does he do? He spends 2 hours a night reading the news, and then 2 hours a night. Do you know every word of Torah? Word and word of Torah is Olam Haba, more than you could ever imagine, more world to come than you could ever imagine and pleasure in this world, right? So for every second. So I'm a worldly person. I believe in knowledge is power. You need to know what's going on in the world. You need to know the news. I don't think we live in caves. It's important to live, but. I think eating is more important. If I had to know about the French election this week, or to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I'd eat first. Sleeping, you know, other things we all need, bodily needs and stuff like that. Well, if I have to prioritize, and what about your spirituality? But this person couldn't imagine, you know, leaving the, you know, used to be called, in my days, the boob tube. You know what that was? Television. People would spend. I used to walk by the Sidorovsky's block at night. I've said this before. I felt like I was in like Martians invasions. Like You know, it, like, I'd walk at night and you'd see, like, the screens, like, going onto the street on every house. It was, like, literally, it was eerie. Like, you would just see screens. Like, you know, you could see even through the shades. They probably close their lights and, like, look like the house was being taken over.
It was.
No kidding. I don't walk by your block anymore at night.
You're more than welcome.
I have a longer walk now. I used to walk that way to extend my walk. So now, but I walk, on Blackford, it's like an older, I think by the time I get back at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, they're all sleeping already. It's like all black. So at the end of the day, it's just such a waste of time. There's so many things. We think the Yetzer Hara tempts us with anger or this, but very often what blocks us from doing good is a waste of time. It's just stumbling. It's just, you know, you don't have zrizus. You don't have the drive to push yourself and not to accomplish in this world and to do great things and to realize it's now or never. You know, the day goes by and you don't do something good, it's not there tomorrow. It's a different page in the book. And today's page, you're gonna go after 120 years. God's going to say, okay, it was Rosh Chodesh. Let's look at your day today. What did you do? No, forget the bad. What did you do? Did you daven? Shmoneh Esrei? No, God, I really didn't have time to daven. I'm a lady. I'm not obligated. You know, let me just look at your day today. Oh, let me see your iPhone. Let's first start with the iPhone. Whoa, you had no time to daven. You had time to text 50,000 ladies, right? No, and with question marks and they had no time to dive in today. Wow, I see that you were able to look at this and look at recipes. No time, huh? No time, yeah. Let's keep going on the day. You read your newspaper, had some coffee, right? Good schmuck, right? No time. Really no time. And you don't have perspective. Like I mentioned, I had a crazy day today. Like, not, I was doing something for this era. You can't believe what we did today. Like, I can't want to say on tape. It was craziness. I had to, like, go to people's houses to see their backyards in a certain area. Like, I went to some house. I took like three Israelis with me because I went with the homeless were on the other side of town. You can't believe I was so zonked. I got back. It was late. I've been gone for doing this stuff for hours, so of course my kids are all like, get home. Da da da. Like, you're like, you just want to, like, after that day, I'm like, I want to, like, give me a bed, you know, give me a hot shower. I didn't get it, by the way, but I wanted it, right? But forget anything else. Like, you see, like, little kids who are demanding and they pull your pants and they jump on you. It's all, but usually, but. You know, you could lose perspective. I'm telling you, I came in, I was like, oh, just gonna give me get a magazine, I'll eat some dinner quietly, you know, maybe get the violin to play. But it was Sphera, so I couldn't do that, but, you know. But you could, and really, being a father is a tremendous thing. You know, having Jesus. You know, I am amazed. I mentioned my wife, I usually don't tell it to her. I mentioned her because she's a lady, it's your lady, so I'm inspired by my wife. I told my kids yesterday, it's my anniversary yesterday. So it's my 16th anniversary. So I told my kids, thank you, you should have as happy a marriage as we do. So I said to them, I said, we should be better, but I said, great. But I said, you don't realize how great Ima is. Like, I'll tell you the truth. If it was judging me, forget about it. But my wife, like, literally, like, she can, the whole day can go by craziness, and she still somehow gets out at the end of the day, usually a shaitel or makeup. Like, she doesn't do it for my little kid, she does it for me. So I appreciate she does it for me. If you see my house during the day, you can't imagine. Like, it's like it goes from a war zone to sick zone. I guess, like, it's different. Like, it's like we have, like, during the day, like, four seasons, like, all four seasons happen, like, winter, summer, there's everything that goes on at some point in that day. And trust me, her life is. My afternoon today was probably her daily day. But you know what? She pushes herself, like, unbelievably, because she views something as important. And I'm telling you, she never listens to this stuff. Something, you know, she's not perfect, but she's not better than I am. But at the end of the day, Right, what she does is she has reasons to do that, because she could have a million, I'm telling you, a million excuses for a million things. Now she prioritizes, right? So if she has to pick something, she'll let other things go. She actually, she wrote an article, a letter in the Mishpacha, was printed last month, about Pesach cleaning. And the whole thing is about prioritizing what's important, but ultimately you got to push yourself. So you know you can't do everything, but you got to prioritize and push. You know, you got to push. If something's important, you got to push yourself. And what does it mean, push? It means if something's not important, you know, actually, I know I'm not to eat my wife. You know why? Because she, unless I tell her, or it's late at night, she does not see her email the whole day. Or she has to do something. She doesn't sit there and eat. Like, and when she does, she looks at her email. I'm not like that. I waste enough time on this stuff. And I also have a lot more emails. But she, and I have some emergency questions. But she, like, is, like, completely, like, you know, completely, it's not, doesn't waste time on it. Doesn't waste, she doesn't have time for it. She just doesn't have time. Like, if I'm mentioning Facebook, she couldn't imagine going on Facebook. Not because she doesn't have time for it. It's like I'll rant about it. She won't even think about it. Like, it doesn't even hit her mind. Who has time for this stuff? She doesn't think about there's time for that. So it's a priority, but it comes from Jesus.
Priority. How to choose a priority or know what is a priority? It's not like the guitar attempting you thinking this is a priority. And
you will. Wait a second. We all know what our priorities are. It's how Yitzhar not blinding us. So yeah, I mean, if I'd ask anyone in the world, marriage, priority, children, priority, mitzvahs, you mean to tell you what the priorities in life are? You want to know what how you push yourself to beat the Yitzhara from blocking you? That's what we're going to learn now. But anyone, if you would stop a person and ask, I think you don't have to be the Chafetz Chaim, what's your priority? Let's break down what's priorities. So sit down a person. Okay, is it a priority to read Mr. So-and-so's email about a baby who's 400 pounds in Hawaii at 5 years old, and 50 comments on a baby that's 400 pounds in Hawaii, and a video of this baby that's 400 pounds in Hawaii at 8 years old?
It's not possible.
Of course not possible. Whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, it's silly. But they send these emails, and that's what people read, right? And they comment, and they, why do you need to comment on other people's vacations? You know what? You'll see them in 8 days from now. You'll see them in 8 days from now. You can ask them for 4 seconds, how was their vacation? You need to see their pictures in Bermuda or in Belgium or in Britain or even in Israel. You need to comment on everyone's vacations. You don't have anything better to do with your life than to sit there and comment and look at pictures of people's vacations for 6 hours a day or for 6 minutes a day. Who has time for that? I don't have time for that. I hate to sit there. You have to live in an alternate universe and read people's thoughts and about things on the computers all day long. So if I'd ask a person, look, help me out over here. It's priority. What's more important, davening or mitzvahs or computers? No one's not going to tell you. Who's going to tell you? Which half person, half a brain, is going to tell you not that way? I had a real question. I can't even say the details, actually, because someone, yesterday, someone came to me, like a real heavy, weighty question, and even in that heavy, weighty question with real major weights on both sides and family issues and major stuff, like I'm telling you, major stuff. But there's still, when you discussed it, what's priority, you were able to, and that was like an emotional tied issue, I'll leave it at that. But anyone can tell you what their priorities are if you're honest. You stop and analyze it. I bet anyone here, honestly, I'm telling you this is important, by the way. If you would break down priorities in our lives, we would know 100% our priorities. Very rarely is there something that you cannot clarify what's more important. No. Very, very rarely is it. By the way, lack of Jesus is also for material that people need to exercise. And somehow or other, they don't have time to exercise. I'm not talking about if you're for sick or you have, you know, issues, then for sure you better exercise, you know. But what happens is they can't prioritize, and you break down their lives, and you say, well, what are you doing? How are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And you see there's time there, just that they don't push themselves. Some people are great at exercising, and they still have time for spirituality. There's a million things like this. Most people don't even need to tell them or anyone to tell them what their priorities are. They just need to do their priorities. They need to have zrizis to do their priorities. And that's what we can learn now. Does that answer your question?
Well, I was thinking, instead of social media, I was thinking like husband or children or cooking and cleaning.
So I had something like that yesterday. But on all of that, if you would analyze your life, you'd be able to find out what's your real priority.
So husband
over... personal lives is really... It's subjective. The point is I guarantee you, if you sit there and you analyze it, 9.5 out of 10, you can figure out your priorities. So I'll tell you, my wife, in the scale of our house, the house being clean at night is not number one priority, right? If the kids, the toys are everywhere, it's more important to my wife to have dinner, kids happy, bathe. You know, we're not a museum. You know, my parents' house, if you're in an empty nester's house, you know, can be in a museum. Every couch and every pillow can be perfect, blah, 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 you know, like pristine, like, and it's just the house can be. My wife's kind of tell you, like, first of all, in our house, and it's clean. And 3 minutes later, my kid's like dumping the Lego again. It's almost a hopeless endeavor. But on a real practical level, if it's a priority of sanity, you know, that's a priority. So I like clean house. My wife also is like, we're not slobby people. But if you had to pick what you're going to do in the night, I'm just giving you a personal example. But it's for sure clean house is a priority. But if the kids have toys all over the place, and the, you know, that's less of a priority. The kids get their homework done. We have dinner. Everyone says hello. Blah, blah, blah. You have to pick your priorities. Everyone has that. There are weighty things. The things I had yesterday, that was really weighty. You should never have that kind of question I had yesterday. But most people, 9.5 out of 10, if you analyze your life, you will be, if you're honest and you analyze, I'm not talking about you go through cruise control, you will know your priorities in life. You may not want to do those priorities. You may not have the willpower to do the priorities, but you will know your own personal priorities. You don't need me or any other human being to tell you your priorities. You just need to use your brain and be honest to know your priorities. You need to use your brain and be honest to know your priorities. But what we're going to talk about is doing our priorities. And the most important priority, of course, is spiritual. Because if you don't hit your spiritual priorities, you don't do mitzvahs, you will not get that time back. It ain't coming back. I either did it or didn't do it. Either accomplished it or you didn't accomplish it. And you need to have foresight because you'll get caught up in lots of things. Hikimo kentzach pichas gadol, we need to get mitzvahs and to be purified and not to lose opportunities. Hikimo shemesavu meshtadol yitzer, just like the Yitzhahara tries to sully a perfect person, but tachbul also with strategy, to end up a person doing something which is sinful. Now, what's sinful? We mentioned before, screaming at people and angry at people. You know, for men, looking at improper sights, or doing things or eating things, or being exposed to things, all the negatives. Right? It's always going to try to progress in. Forget that. There's a much. It's how it tries to make you veg out. Now everyone needs a break. Everyone needs a break. We all need a break. We all need a veg a little bit. There's vegging and vegging, right? There's vegging and wasteful. And my wife once told me, you know, I will look at the news. Whatever. Take time yourself on the computer. I'm just picking up the computer because that. Someone was trying to convince me of the values. I'm like, get out of your mind. Time yourself on the computer every day. See how much of a break you have on that computer. Now, you ladies are busy. Ladies, you may not waste so much time. I'm telling you, people waste an ordinary amount of time. And there are people in the Shulchan. You know why? Because I had to actually see something on somebody's computer recently. And they were on Facebook. And I saw plenty of very nice, good people in the Shul who would never eat pig, who would never break Shabbos, who would never hurt somebody, wasting a lot of time on this computer. How do I know? Because I can see what they're posting. Wasting an inordinate amount of time on the computer. Right? And posting things which are silly, and commenting, and smiling. I can give an hour and a half drasha sermon about people's self-esteem of how many smiley faces you get, or how many likes you get. I mean, that to me is like, woo! Crazy. I like to think pathetically crazy. Like, that's where your self-esteem comes from. That's what makes you happy in life, that you get a smiley face from someone liking you. That's your likes. I mean, that's crazy. You have how many friends? That's it. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the waste of time. A bullshit waste. I mean, intelligent people, you know, showing, you know, little videos of doggies running around. I'm making that up, by the way. But this is what people do. They show videos of doggies. I mean, somebody goes to a restaurant and they have to share that with the whole world. Like, you know, look what I ate for dinner tonight. And then you have 55 people commenting about what you ate for dinner. Like, what? Do you have nothing better to do with your life? You have nothing. This is what you have to comment and smile about. Do you have nothing? It's such, now, honestly, it's such a waste of time. It's mind-boggling. And I'm not talking, here I'm talking about people I know. I saw that recently because I had to see something. Who are good people who never do something negative? I mean, they would do something. I do something negative. We all do something negative. But I'm talking about, like, not bad people. They're good people. Mitzvahs, observant people. People who are careful. And they waste time. They live forever. Like, they have 1,000 billion years to live. And nothing's going to take that. Meanwhile, the time clock's ticking. Every second, time is money. Time is mitzvahs. What is this? Sitting there after comments on people's lunches and breakfasts and dinners and vacations and dumb articles and dumb videos, like idiotic videos that people post. Yeah, there's a flood. So 45 people post there's a flood and everyone has to comment on the flood and say, I was like, why? I'm talking to people in this room. Why? I ask you, if you don't know your priorities, why? So some people are telling me, your cousin Joe, you never see cousin Joe, he lives in Columbus, Ohio. Why is he in Columbus? I'll go figure. But listen, you had Mechotanim in Columbus, Ohio, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You had Mechotanim in Columbus, Ohio.
And they moved to Florida.
They're smart. Who wants to be in Columbus? But, you know, someone's in Columbus, Ohio. Right? In the cold and... Right? Columbus. So you want to send cousin Joe a picture. I get it. You want to see his pictures, our picture. I got that. That's not a bad thing. To share the ganze Welt, the whole world has to see what you ate for lunch, the whole world has to see what you're vacation. Why do you have to go to vacation and share that? And why do you have to comment on other people? Why is it that you need to know, right, about the flood? You were in the, you see the flood, you're in San Jose, so fine. So 45 people have to put about a flood in San Jose and have comments and likes and pictures. But I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's like, what do you do with your time?
Obviously, it's a sign of our society, how deep we are all embedded in materialism.
And no, I would say worse than materialism, superficialism.
Well,
I would say much worse than materialism, superficialism. You know, materialism to me, listen, you give me a good pizza, we could talk. Give me a good, you know, pastrami sandwich, give me your chocolate Belgium tort. Comfortable car, house. So there's a danger of that, and I will speak about. We have spoken about that. But I'm talking about here wasting time. Ligamre, this is just like this. So it's a virtual world, right? Now, and there's a million things like this. You know, I'm picking on this because of this person from yesterday. But you know, wait. So just like the Yitzhara wants you to get you to sin, Kemishtadol Limnoya Mi Man, who's going to steal from you mitzvahs. He's going to steal from you mitzvah. For men, it's really bad because you can study Torah, you can learn Daf Yomi, you can do a million things. You're wasting time. See, it's a mitzvah of the men, you're going to steal. And if you relax, and you become lazy, to chase after them, the bomb. You will become empty from mitzvahs. I will be, if it's possible, the last person to ever get an iPhone. I dread the day they stop selling my kind of ancient artifact phone, which is just, I use for phone calls. And by the way, I don't even get out my cell phone. Very few people have my cell phone because I use it as an emergency number. I don't sit there chase me with the phone all day. Do you have any phone calls I get a day? Do you have any emails I get a day? You think I want the cell phone coming after me also? You know, most if it's an emergency, the few people who need to get me here know if it's an emergency. I would never want an iPhone. So people tell me there's beautiful things, and there are. I can tell you, it's much more of a loss for 9 out of 10 people than a game. Much more of a loss for 9 out of 10 people than a game. Even much more of a waste of lifetime vitality. You tell me you have Waze and Uber. Those things actually I think are good. You know, but most people if they're honest with themselves, waste much more time, answer much more. Well, for certainly people in business, they're hung up. They waste so much time on this stuff. They put pictures. Namish today, this is one of the biggest companies. Ever heard of this company called InstaChat? InstaChat. There's Snapgram and InstaChat. All right? These are pictures. People take pictures all day long. They selfie. Heard of selfies? So you're not millennials over here, you know? You're with me. I think people take pictures of themselves all day, send it all around. It's like the biggest thing. Is they have to take pictures together all day long. You know, and Snapchat, or InstaChat, whatever it's called, the picture's erased. How do I know this? I've never seen it, but I heard it does. Takes the picture, he keeps it, and erases after time. So you don't, not no permanent damage done. That's part of the chah. You don't have to regret the picture after a while. Right? You can post it, and it will just disappear after a certain amount of time.
How about using social media for a job?
Like LinkedIn, you mean?
No, I mean like wedding planning.
Like what?
Wedding.
Yeah, no. So I actually have to see something recently. Say I need to see something for like a curious purpose. So if you need it for a job, that's fine. You might be able to do many things for a job. Job is a fine thing. Job is
sure. Like you said, there's a certain amount you should spend time on each of these.
But you know, if somebody could control themselves on social media, also, I'm not here to say this bad for everyone. It's like you know, my point is just look at your life and see what you're doing with it. And analyze what you're doing. If you're doing it for a job, that's what's fine. You know, it's like to me, a car. A car is to get to a place. If I took a car and just did joyrides all day long, I mean, if I just went in circles in my car, I'm an idiot. You know, I got my car. A car has a purpose. If somebody needs social media for a purpose, that's fine. But the difference is taking a car to get somewhere and then taking a car, driving back and forth, here and there, blah, 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 blah. Right? It's how you're using things in life. The point is if you waste your if you be misrapev is atzav is chazak lidof achrem the litnuch bam yishar nar v'reik membada you will miss out the opportunity if you're not. I'll talk about pictures, but I think I mentioned this once. It was my anniversary yesterday, 16 years ago. I told the photographer at my anniversary, I said to him, I will not smile under the chuppah for you. Listen carefully. I'm getting married. I'm going to be praying. I don't care about photo ops when I'm getting married. Leave me alone, right? And so I ignored him under the chuppah. I said I will not sit there, like I'm praying. Leave me alone. I'm not. This is not. I said. I guess this is what I heard once here. I said, could you imagine like Yaakov meeting Yosef after how many years? No, no.
40.
More.
22.
22. Yes, 22 years. Imagine today what would happen if Yaakov, they come and they hug and they start crying. Today, as they're about to hug, they say, wait, picture! I'm like, can you imagine? Wait, stop them for a picture. Stop. They would stop for a picture. Like, our sages say, Yaakov says, Shema. They're in a whole scene. Say, it's not a picture. Like, you lose the moment for a dumb picture. For, you know, it's like, I'm into my chuppah. It's like the holiest moment of my life. I think I'm sitting there taking pictures. But I'm telling you, this is priority, by the way. What's more important, the wedding or the picture? But pictures at weddings are a good thing. I happen to be, you know, you look at a wedding picture, you remember your wedding day. That's a good thing to have wedding pictures. I think it's a good thing to, I'm not a big anniversary person. I don't think my wife and I did like, give gifts. We're not into, it's not like a, but I don't think it's a bad thing to remember the day you got married. I think it's, you got to remember certain things. So the picture helps you remember it. That's a great thing. But is it more important than the wedding? No way. Is it more important than the moment? No way. It's just like, you know, you have to prioritize in life. The Yitzhara wants to make you lose these moments. Makes you lose perspective, you know, and steal that from you. Just sleep it away. Lose it away. V'tira kiteva adam. And the truth is, we all, and by the way, as I mentioned, some people, it's very hard for them to exercise. They got to push themselves, and they should exercise. They'll feel better. They'll be healthier. They'll be more vibrant. You'll sleep better if you exercise. You'll live longer if you exercise. You have endorphins if you exercise. You make more of a pot. People should exercise. They're too lazy to exercise. And so other people, daven, you know, or study. President's card. People are heavy. It's not objective. It's subjective. Some people are heavy about something, some are heavy about something. Heavy meaning, not heavy, like lazy, hard to move, hard to push. Static, right?
So are you saying that we should fill our day from beginning to end with everything and obviously, you don't want us to feel guilty, but I mean, Hashem is expecting us from the moment we get up to the moment we go to sleep to fill our day with everything?
Well, filling your day with everything means sleeping, and if you need a few minutes of break to read something constructive, to do that, to go for a walk, listen, I can drive back and forth. I walk several times a day to my house. You know, I walk home because I think that's a good use of time. And I go on the treadmill twice a week. That's a good use of time. I should go three times, but I go twice to work. Hopefully I go twice a week, besides walking back and forth. And when I eat lunch, I don't always go super speedy. My house, for whatever reason, because of my kids, we get Bina, Mishpacha, Ami, and Hamodia. You know, I think we have like a backlog. So I never read these things. I read it over lunch. Breakfast, I can't. So lunch, or actually lunch with my wife, but breakfast, my wife's like, one of the meals I read it, not dinner. Dinner I never get a chance to. Right, but I read it, so I don't speed. I need a break. It's a good time for me to relax as I'm doing it. You know, whatever. If somebody needs a half hour a day to sit on a bench and read a book, but to recharge, that's okay. That's fine. But, you know, you're doing it. It's a means to have energy to do other things, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to burn the candle at both ends. The point is to use our time wisely, to prioritize what's important. And if you're not doing Torah mitzvahs, you don't have time for that. You got to reanalyze your life. You got to have a reevaluation. Right? If you have a choice, like that guy, versus looking at, he wasn't looking at social media, he was reading the news for 2 hours a night, versus learning, something's off over there. People are heavy to do the things that they should do very often. Means that they don't do it. This is, if we could say, afrius, like the offer, like the dust, like the earthiness of chumri, such as materialism or physicality, is dense. Al kain lo yachput sa'adim etarik malacha. People don't want to push themselves. People want to. What's one of the American, in the common vernacular of the United States of America? Chill. The younger generation wants to chill. Now, what does chill mean? Freeze over. Like, what?
Cool off. No.
You have like teenagers, by the way. Like, you have teenagers, like, they're so lethargic about almost anything. College kids. College kids are the worst, by the way. Young college kids are like the worst. You know? It's like they literally, you know, maybe they veg and they do this and that. Right.
Zombie
mode. Right. So, okay, yach, but so other material. People don't want to work and exert themselves. Now, again, everyone has things which come easy to us. And we're talking about the things that come difficult, more difficult. Okay. They don't want to work. Umisha writes, how a person wants to lizkos, lavos, habaris, bach. Again, the focus of this work of this Mesilas Sharma is to merit ourselves for eternal reward, and in this world, to be the more holy a person is, the more righteous a person is, the more aligned a person is with Torah, the happier their life will be, the more successful life will be. And if a person is cognizant, and a person is aware, and a person lives with the reality that mitzvahs purify us, empower us, better us, and reward us eternally, so therefore, tzarich, she is gabber negative. You gotta push yourself. Be a scabber is not it. So you gotta exert yourself to do what's necessary. Shim humaniach atzmiyach with yourself. If you're gonna be, you know, sometimes that for going back to teenagers who physically need more sleep. By the way, it's not just that they're lazy. One of the challenges is getting these kids up for davening in yeshiva. So if a person realizes davening is really precious, vada hu she atzlech. In other words, a person in the shul. So he had a hard time waking up. This person loved money. Let me ask you a question. If you had an appointment tomorrow morning with Bill Gates, you could tell me you couldn't wake up to be there at 6:30? Of course you could. Of course you could. And the person said, absolutely could. But, you know, it's hard for him as Yetzer Hara to wake up in the morning. He said, Bill Gates would be here tomorrow morning. And the more you realize the importance, and you push yourself. I said you're meeting Hashem. Hashem is worth a lot more than Bill Gates. Hashem's worth a lot more. He can take your health and give it to you in 1 second. A million things could happen in life. So vada, if you don't push yourself, you know what happens if you don't push yourself? You don't get anywhere. You don't care where you need to get. You go on cruise control. And where's the cruise control? So all of us in this room, all of us, we all have certain areas which we need to fix. And we need to push ourselves. Every one of us have that. And if we don't make the effort and push ourselves, it will not happen. We will just follow our comfort zone. It will not happen. V'humash amar atana. This is what the Tana says. That actually, the Torah, which is the first codified book of Jewish law, was written by Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher, who was a Rav in Barcelona, originally from Germany. His father was the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch based his work. He quotes a Mishnah in Avos. And the Mishnah says in Avos, and this starts the whole Torah. Because the whole code of Jewish law starts with it. Because if you want to keep Jewish law, this is what you got to do. Have the oz kenemer. You got to be bold as a leopard. Which means you can't cave in when there are difficulties that happen in life. Yeah, work. Come on, do this. Don't do it. You got to be tough. Be bold, not rough, but tough. Rough and tough are two different things. You got to be bold. You got to be strong with your convictions and your beliefs. Kal kenesh, you got to be light as an eagle. I won't discuss that now. You got to be flexible. Ratz kitzvi, you got to run like a deer. V'gibor ka'ari, and fierce as strong and bold as a lion. To do Hashem's, to do Ratzon Hashem. But many of these things you see are rizus. You want to get things done. The lazy man doesn't accomplish. V'chem manu chachamim, this is what our sages tell us in Meseches Brachos, in Tractate Brachos, b'dvarim hatzrichim chizuk, when discussing things that need to be strengthened, toira umaisim toivim, to do Torah umaisim toivim, Torah needs constant strengthening. The Vilna Gaon said he had to constantly strengthen himself to push himself in Torah. Good deeds, to do a good deed, it needs to be constantly strengthened. Umikra malahu, it's actually a full pasuk in Yehoshua. Chazak ve'ematz me'oid. Chazak, you ever heard of chazak ve'ematz? Strengthen and fortify yourself. To do lasos lishmor, and to observe velasos, and to keep. Yeshua, in his first great speech to the Jewish people, says to them, Moshe's not here. Chazak v'amitz moed. You got to strengthen and fortify yourself. Ki chuzuk gadol. You need constant strengthening. Misha writes to the Chappas at the Tevel Hopcho. You want to reverse your natural tendency? You need to have a tremendous amount of strengthening yourself. V'nei Shlomo shana me'oi ba'azharaso. King Solomon was repeated this over and over. If you learn his work Mishlei, when you learn Proverbs, this thing about being not pushing yourself, not exerting yourself, being lazy, he warns over and over. But also Ha'atzalo, he saw how evil, how bad it was to be lazy. Va'hefsed ha'galdo ha'nimshach v'mena, and the tremendous eternal loss that will be pulled from this. V'amar ma'at shnois ma'at tenumos ma'at chibuch yadayim lishkav uva. So he says that you should have a bit of sleep, a bit of summer, a bit of like this, lay back, folding your hands to recline. Uvak mahalch reishcha machzor kishmagen. You won't. If you do that, opposite. Because if you sleep a bit, you slumber a bit, you lay back a bit, eventually you'll be poor like a traveler. You won't have an arm. It means you waste time here, you waste time here, you waste time here, this, and you won't get the job done. You won't get the job done. And you waste time here, you waste time here, you waste time here. So during the day, you could go ahead and you could accomplish during the day, but you waste 5 minutes here, and 8 minutes here, and 10 minutes here, and 6 minutes here. And it also becomes habitual. You get into habits, and you need now this unessential thing becomes part of your life. Let's go back. Since then, picking on social media, now You need to daily check your Facebook. And of course, you're going to spend 5 minutes. And every day, you say 5 minutes. And what happens? 25 minutes. Because that's what happens. That's what happens. You know, if you say 5 minutes a day, it's 25 minutes a day. And then you have this iPhone, and you say, oh, I'll barely check my email all day long. I see people walking on the street. They don't crash into poles. You know, sitting there playing with this thing all day. Other people, they read the paper, this. And again, nothing wrong with being in the paper. Just keeping everything in perspective. You waste time here, you waste time here, you waste time here. You don't have time to do anything great. You don't have time to do anything great. You have no time to accomplish great things. You have no time to exercise. You have no time to get dressed for your spouse since you're a bunch of ladies. You know, and positive to do other things. You know, for their spouses. But yeah, you have time. You have no time for your children to do it. Give them the time because you know or to. See, speaking to just the part we're up to tonight in Shul for the Men, it's about honoring parents. You have no time for your parents. I have to call them. You don't have time to call your parents, right? Why don't you have time to call your parents? Let's look at priorities over here. Why don't you have time to visit? Why don't you have time for these things? Why is that? So a little lazy here, a little bit here, a little bit here. And not only do you waste a lot of time, so it becomes habitual. It becomes your daily routine. This is the daily routine. Right, the daily routine includes plenty of fat, which doesn't make you productive. Unproductive. You'll bring bad to yourself by just being passive and wasting the time. Now again, we're going to halt here. But in life, I think, as well just ask this, we'll pick up Shlomo's other warnings next week. Because we'll see that Shlomo will continue to exhort us not to be lazy and to miss our boats of life. All of us have many things in life which are not waste of time for us. Could be a waste of time for other people. Okay? Some people, everyone needs their own creature comforts, and that's important. That's essential for all of us. We all have things like that. We all have things which are priorities. We're really talking about taking the things away which are not really priorities, which are not really that important. But we get caught up and do all the time, which are not really what we could and should be doing, and which pull us back and pull us away from accomplishing in Torah, accomplishing in mitzvahs, accomplishing in life. And the more we will focus about pushing ourselves, we have to be pushed in the right direction. Right? If you don't exercise, you don't eat, eating's not a waste of time, but you can spend too much time eating. You can make yourself gourmet dinners and gourmet lunches. That's not a good thing. Actually, my wife, one of the things she wrote in this mishpacha article for Pesach is that apparently some ladies had wrote a mishpacha. Everyone knows mishpacha is just magazines. They were writing like how stressed they were at Pesach. They make these fancy meals. I was like, why would you do that? You make a meal. It can waste time on cooking also. And what happens is you don't do anything else which you need to do. And you're stressed out and you're not happy. There's a lot of things that are important which you have to analyze. What's the cost? What's the benefit? If you want to know, start getting priorities in life, what's the cost and what's the benefit to it? Just remember that the greatest benefit is mitzvahs. Sometimes there are things which are more important because if you don't do them, I include this as eating and sleeping the right amounts, the proper amounts, you won't have the strength to do mitzvahs. Right? Working, everyone needs to work. You're fortunate that you have a spouse or you're independently wealthy. These are all important things, but you need to be able to weigh out what's really important and have the push and the reasons to do what's important. If you do that, you'll accomplish. And this is what we'll do accomplish next. We will continue with Shlomo Melech because the reality is it's easier said than done, no? It's easier said than done. So make sure you come back next week. Good night.